Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad. Washington Irving, 1783-1859, well known as the first American man of letters, in his book, Lives of the Successors of Muhammad, page 165, says the following about Imam Ali, alayhi salam. He was of the noblest branch of the noble race of Quraysh. He possessed the three qualities most prized by Arabs, courage, eloquence, and munificence. His intrepid spirit had gained him from the Prophet the appellation of the Lion of God. Specimens of his eloquence remain in some verses and sayings preserved among the Arabs, and his munificence was manifested in sharing among others every Friday what remained in the treasury. Of his magnanimity, we have given repeated instances, his noble scorn of everything false and mean, and the absence in his conduct of everything like selfish intrigue.
Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Badar Jane Girami Fidae Naam Ali Badar Jane Girami
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, of course, as you all know, the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is truly a beautiful and wonderful persona. But not only is it a magnificent persona, it is a persona which is practically applicable and can be applied to our daily lives. And what's even more beautiful is that it is a persona which not only can be applied to the individual level, but it can also be applied to the societal and the global level. Of course, this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is sourced in the true, pure Muhammadan teachings, the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, the teachings of the Holy Quran, and the teachings of Islam. And it is because Imam Ali's persona is the manifestation and the embodiment of Islamic teachings, this is why we see that his persona is so transcendent and is so universal. Universal to the point where even to the present day, we find that his persona can be applied in order to fix our problems and our issues on the individual, societal, and even global level. So one of the things that we find in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this living miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this idea of opposing the arrogant and opposing the extravagantly wealthy. Now, in one of the traditions, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the right of the poor has been placed in the pocket of the rich, meaning the rich need to give their wealth in a certain amount to the poor so that there are no longer poor people on the earth. And so in this manner, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he opposes those who are extravagantly wealthy. We find that during the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when the governmental reins were in his hands, we find that he opposed people like Talha and Zubair, he opposed people like Muawiyah, and he opposed these kind of individuals whom were just extravagantly wealthy because they kept on hoarding wealth and they kept on, usurping wealth. And so we find that Imam Ali had to oppose these people. Likewise, Imam Ali opposed the arrogant. We find, of course, that Muawiyah, who tried to establish himself with another caliphate in the area of Sham or present-day Syria and Damascus, we find that he very arrogantly and proudly and very cunningly and wickedly tried to oppose Imam Ali alayhi salam. He stood up and he fought the very famous Battle of Siffin with Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it was in this battle that Ammar Yasir, the very faithful and loyal companion of the Messenger of Allah, passed away and was martyred. And it is interesting that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had foretold and said that the army and the enemy who will kill Ammar is the one who will be in the wrong. And so we see that it was Muawiyah's army that had killed Ammar Yasir, who was on the side of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so in all forms, we find that Amir al-Mu'mineen opposed the arrogant and he opposed those that were extravagantly wealthy. Of course, these are two factors which are huge problems in our present day world. One is these arrogant people or arrogant powers, arrogant leaders, who are rebels against God, and they are rebels against the revelations of God, whether they be the Christian or the Jewish or the Muslim revelations. They are against all these revelations of God. And of course, we find that the extravagantly wealthy, probably there's 1% or maybe a little bit more, 1% of the population of the world, a handful of people, let's say, have probably well over 80 to 90% of the wealth of the world. certain famous individuals, they have billions and billions of dollars in their name. I mean, what are you going to do with all of that? And so as we began our program, Imam Ali says that the right of the poor has been placed in the pockets of the wealthy. Those billions and billions of dollars that these individuals have, these handful of people in the world, the reason we have so much poverty is because these people who have these billions don't give this money that is in reality the right of those poor. They don't give that right to the poor. If only we followed this beautiful model that Imam Ali alayhi salam and his beautiful persona has shown us, we would live in a drastically different and more beautiful and more peaceful and more utopian world than we could ever imagine. A very profound, comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Imam Ali alayhi salam is really one of the greatest personalities that ever walked this earth besides the Holy Prophet. There is no other human being that equal him in stature other than the Holy Prophet, who is above his stature. And Imam Ali alayhi salam's position is as a protector of the messenger. And the verse in Surah Maidah, verse number 55, Allah clarifies who is the ulil amri minkum, which is in Surah An-Nisa, verse 59, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu atiullaha wa atiur rasul wa ulil amri minkum. O you who believe, obey Allah, obey the messenger and those who have authority over your affairs. Allah explains the third one by says innama waliyukum Allah wa rasuluhu walladhina amanu. See, Allah clearly says alladhina yuqimuna as-salata وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Who is your wali? Allah says, Allah is your wali. He is messenger and those who believe. Allah pluralizes here because the Quran has a style. When it wants to elevate one individual, the Quran also has a style by which to address one person in plural form. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us who is this important person known as Amir al-Mu'mineen, that in history, there is only one man in history that gave zakat in the state of Furku, and that is Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in verse 56. He says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. You see, whoever takes Allah, the messenger, and those who believe. Here Allah is explaining this wali, simple, one individual in history, وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ. The wali, that Allah says, your wali, who is also the wali of Allah. That's why we in adhan and iqamah say, Ashhadu anna aliyan waliyullah. People ask, why do you say that? It is from the Quran that Allah has taken him as his wali. That's the wali here, though the verse is talking about guardianship, not friendship. So here you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever takes Allah and his messenger, and those who believe, meaning Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, These are from the party of Allah known as Hezbollah. And they are the successful ones. Subhanallah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.